The Kakadu plum is an Australian native superfood containing 100 times more vitamin C than oranges. So why have you never heard of it? PR. No one's drinking a Kakadu smoothie? I'm J.B. Smoove, and that was a full episode of my new podcast, Straightforward, inspired by guaranteed straightforward pricing from AT&T Fiber. Get what you want without the complicated. AT&T Fiber, live like a gigillionaire. Available wherever you get your podcast. Limited availability in select areas. Visit AT&T.com/hypergig for details.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elliot Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and my podcast, Climbing in Heels, is back and better than ever. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. Climbing in Heels is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to this day in history class. It's July 13th. The New York draft riots began on this day in 1863, and as that name suggests, this was about the draft. But it was also about racism and a range of socioeconomic conditions. In the 1860s, recent immigrants from Germany and Ireland made up a lot of New York City's working class, and this was particularly true of Irish immigrants. After the Great Famine in Ireland, people had moved to the United States and other places in really large numbers. Close to a quarter of New York City residents at this time were from Ireland. These people were mostly very poor. Most of them were making a living doing manual labor, things like digging ditches and paving roads. They were not making a lot of money. They didn't necessarily have a very secure job. And this was happening during the Civil War. And at first, most of these people supported the war. But that started to shift as the war progressed, as people started to lose friends and family members who were killed in battle. Also, the Emancipation Proclamation shifted people's opinions. That was the proclamation that freed all enslaved people in the rebelling states. And so these workers in New York became really fearful that people who had been liberated in the South were going to move to New York and basically take their jobs, or at least be competing for the same jobs. Then Congress passed the Enrollment Act on March 3rd of 1863, and this set up a wartime draft for the Civil War. Unless you could find a substitute to go in your place or pay a $300 fee, if you were a man between the ages of 20 and 45, you were subject to the draft. These working class immigrants were outraged. Now they were going to be forced to go to war. Before, it had been voluntary. And by this point in the war, one of the outcomes that the Union was working toward was the abolition of slavery. So if slavery were abolished, that would mean even more liberated people coming to New York City and fighting for the same jobs. So people who were barely making a living doing manual labor, they also could not afford to pay $300 to get out of being drafted. When troops left New York City to go fight at Gettysburg, that left the city pretty much undefended. And then on July 11th of 1863, the draft lottery took place for the first time. People who were drafted that day or who knew people that were drafted that day met up in saloons and taverns and meeting houses and started talking about how they could fight back. Another lottery was supposed to take place a couple of days later on Monday the 13th, and they started talking about how they could stop the lottery from happening. On the 13th, they went to the provost marshal's office, and the people who went there to demonstrate included German-speaking artisans. There were volunteer firemen. Most of them were not actually immigrants. Most of them had been born in the United States. A lot of Irish laborers were part of this group, and there were women in the group as well. The draft lottery was to start at 10:30, and they interrupted the lottery, and they actually set fire to the building. The riot spread from there. It started explicitly targeting Black people and Republicans. The Republican Party had been founded to abolish slavery. They started looting merchants and stores. Part of this was just to loot, but part of it was also to try to get revenge on the wealthy, those wealthy people who could afford that $300 to get out of fighting in the war. This riot went on for 4 days. There were some groups who switched sides, like the volunteer firemen started trying to quell the raid. The people rioting for most of it were primarily Irish immigrants. Among the looting and the targeting of the Black population and of Republicans, they burned down the colored orphan asylum. They targeted Black residents and their homes and their property. They also kept targeting businesses to try to get revenge on the wealthy. A man named Abraham Franklin, who was a disabled Black coachman, was hanged. Eventually, both the New York National Guard and the police were involved, and those troops that had been sent from New York City to fight in Gettysburg were called back to try to stop the violence. It was only after that happened that the riot subsided. This caused between $1.5 million and $2 million in property damage, and it was August before the draft was really being enforced in New York City. You can learn more about the New York draft riots in the April 11th, 2011 episode of Stuff You Miss in History Class. And you can subscribe to This Day in History Class on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and wherever else you get your podcasts. In tomorrow's show, we have somebody who's often referred to as a queen, although she was not actually royalty.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elia Connie.
Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting 2 young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio, Season 9.
Love at first listen.
We're older, we're wiser, and we're podcasting through a new decade of our lives.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
And getting to the heart of our stories.
We're going places we've never gone before, and we're bringing you along with us.
With new segments, correspondence, and a brand new sound.
Season 9 is kicking off with an intimate interview with Grammy Award-winning singer-songwriter Natalia Lafourcade. What's giving you hope right now?
Well, when I see what music does to people, it gives me a lot of hope.
If you liked Locatora before, you're gonna love Season 9.
Subscribe to our show and you'll see why Locatora is your prima's favorite podcast.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I used to have so many men.
How this beguiling woman in her 50s...
She looked like $1 million.
...scams a bunch of famous athletes out of untold fortunes...
Nearly $10 million was all gone.
It's just unbelievable.
Hide your money in your old rich man, because she is on the prowl.
Listen to Queen of the Con, Season 5, The Athlete Whisperer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.